Time now for a Friday Left of Lansing Short for this March 22nd of 2024. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is keeping her promise to fight to shut down Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac. Nessel's office argued in front of a federal appeals court that her lawsuit to decommission the pipeline ought to be moved out of federal court and back into the state court system. You see, Enbridge, the Canadian oil and gas company that owns the oil pipeline, is fighting to keep the case in federal court, saying a 1977 treaty between the U.S. and Canada means that this is a federal issue, not a state issue. Now, Enbridge did lose in a federal court in western Wisconsin recently when a judge there ordered that part of the Line 5 pipeline traveling through the Chippewa Indians' Bad River Band territory in Wisconsin must shut down within 3 years, and Enbridge must pay the tribe more than $5 million in profits. Now, Enbridge is appealing that ruling, and both sides gave their oral arguments in that case last month. Enbridge, though, is certainly spending loads of cash in courtrooms for this pipeline, which is a bit ironic considering how Michigan is in the beginning stages of implementing some bold, clean energy goals. You see, the pipeline is energy of the past, and more that we wean ourselves from oil, the less and less we'll need that rickety pipeline operating at the bottom of the straits. And don't forget about the study conducted by a consultant hired by Enbridge recently, which revealed that closing the pipeline down would result in a price hike of half of 1 cent per gallon. Now, the Great Lakes are an economic boon for Michigan, and if we want to keep using the Great Lakes as a source of revenue here for Michigan and as a source to attract people here, well, then keeping those lakes clean should take top priority. You know, Michigan only keeps 3% of the gasoline that's refined from that pipeline. The rest goes to Canada. So instead of fighting for Canadian oil companies' profits, I wish Republicans would join us and fight for the future of this state. I mean, what happened to America first? But even more, I thought states have the right to protect themselves. Earlier this week, the Supreme Court ruled that Texas may continue its extreme immigration policies, telling the Biden administration, which argued that all immigration matters are a federal issue, to just relax and let the legal system figure it out. In the meantime, this would mean that Texas can arrest and deport anyone they believe is in the United States illegally, and that police will be allowed to arrest anyone they deem suspicious. Now, that has disaster written all over it, of course. The law was put back on hold by a lower court as it continues being argued in appellate court, but the right wing celebrated the Supreme Court ruling as a states' rights issue. So, according to the Supreme Court's ruling, Michigan then has the right to protect herself from Canadian oil being transported through a 70-year-old pipeline. I mean, come on, Republicans. Come on, right-wingers. This is a states' rights issue, is it not? Now, former Governor Rick Snyder and the Republican majority back in 2018 knew that Michiganders wanted Line 5 shut down. So they waited for the lame duck session of 2018, right after Democrats won the governor's, attorney general's, and secretary of state seats and passed a bill granting Enbridge the right to build a tunnel around Line 5, which would take years and years to finish. But they did it because they knew Democrats ran on a platform of shutting down Line 5. Meanwhile, the old pipeline just sits there at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, pumping oil at Enbridge's gleeful delight while keeping Michigan in economic and environmental harm. Rick Snyder once again showed how little he learned from the Flint water crisis, a crisis of he and his administration's making, as he left office putting Michigan's Great Lakes at risk. And now Snyder and his elite friends are hoping to put Republicans back into power in the state house because profits for he and his friends are more important to them than Michigan's future. Let that be a reminder this November when you vote on whether or not to keep Democrats in power in the state house. Again, it's about who's fighting for you and who's not. I think we know the answer. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email address. Check out this week's podcast episode featuring Democratic State Representative Ranjiv Puri of Canton. And please give the show a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to visit and subscribe to LeftofLansing.com.